One of the suttas I quote very regularly with Sapurisa Sangseva in the, it's I think Sutta 61 in the Book of the Tens, where the, it's the Avijja Sutta.
Oh, yeah.
And it's right at the very base of this sort of list of 10 qualities, or the kind of a causal chain of what feeds ignorance and what deprives ignorance of its fuel, and that what feeds ignorance is not drawing close to good people. That's like that's sort of the ground of it, is not drawing close to good people.
Your root.
And then from not drawing close to good people, then you don't have the opportunity to listen to good Dhamma. Without listening to good Dhamma, then faith is not supported. Without faith, there's no wise reflection, through the whole sequence of 10 different qualities, and that's how ignorance is filled up and supported. But if you do draw close to good people, then there's opportunity to listen to good Dhamma, and faith is supported. That leads to wise reflection, leads to more mindfulness and full awareness and so forth through the whole causal chain of 10 different factors. And so that I often highlight that right at the, if you want to deprive ignorance of its fuel, if you want to do away with the causes of avijja, of unawareness, right at the very base is drawing close to good people. And so that it makes a difference. So, well done, everyone, coming together. Winter retreat at Amaravati is the Sapurisa Sangseva Fest. Really, I'm kind of joking, yes. Not joking.
Yeah,
you know, this is what makes a difference, to make the effort to draw close to good people. So we're boosting our wholesome qualities by choosing to stay close to good people. And the Buddha was extremely pragmatic, as we've said over and over. And so that's like, that makes a difference. So he put a huge amount of effort into creating the Sangha, the kind of community of lay disciples, monastic disciples, to create that sort of mutual support system, because it makes a big difference.